Rick Okruszewski is here from the Carpenters Union, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to as we continue with Pittsburgh Works. And, you know, Pittsburgh is working, Mr. Okruszewski. You got the PNC project, lots of work with UPMC. So your Carpenters Union, before we talk about what you're doing, should be busy for many years to come. Good morning.
Yes, Robert. We are very fortunate. The work that our corporations are providing here in Pittsburgh is a little different than across the country in a lot of ways. Our corporations are good social citizens. They do lots of things here. They build lots of things. They keep things moving, and it sort of buffers us a little bit in our area from across the country. We have great relationships with our contractors, with our owners, with people that build here, and it's a great opportunity for people to work in the trades.
I'm going to use that social citizens statement many times, I'm sure, in the years to come. I love that, and I've never heard that before, but they really do stake claim to the citizens of the region because many of them are customers, but more importantly, many of them are neighbors.
Oh, yeah. They're the people we live with. You know, it's funny to think of the people that we work for here as our corporation or our companies, and also the corporations we work around are involved in our society here. They do lots of things together. We do lots of things to support them. We all understand the importance of supporting one another. And I think that's nothing more than a recipe for success.
You know, really, Picasso's and Michelangelo's, so many of your workers, as I drive through downtown, as I did the last couple of days, I look at these buildings, and many of them were built by your people, and many, you know, are now being built by people of the people that originally built these buildings. So it must make you feel really good to stand back and see a project after it's completed, and also to look back, because you've been in this business for decades now, and to remember when you were there and how it's still standing. And that really is the mark of the Carpenters Union.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, it has been a long time. It's 36 years for me. It's sort of scary when I look back
on it.
It's
amazing.
But as I look at the forefathers before us and the things that they have done, and now I see their sons or daughters working on these projects, and I see the pride level that they have walking away, and how much it, you know, how good it makes you feel. After you build something, you walk away. There's so many things that you drive back just to look at years later, just to get that same feeling of, you know,
I would be proud to do that, yeah. To go back and say, look what your dad built. I mean, to me, and look what your mom built, obviously, because, you know, it's very politically correct now. A lot of women involved in the Carpenters Union doing great work, too. It's just important for people to understand this is the legacy. These, in my opinion, are the superstars of the landscape of the city of Pittsburgh and our region. Okay, tell everybody that may be hearing you for the first time exactly what you do at the Carpenters Union.
Okay, thank you. At the Carpenters Union, we hope to provide opportunity in alternative ways of making a living. You know, we at the Carpenters Union have seven actual construction trades that we deal with. We're the commercial carpenters that build your hospitals, your stadiums, your basic office buildings. The heavy highway carpenters, they build our bridges, our roadways, our sewage treatment plants, a lot of tunnels, that type of work. Pile drivers, they do a lot of the foundation and retaining wall work that we see around the area. Millwrights, they're the guys that do precision instrumentation, alignment systems that are very vital to our power generation in our power plants. Our mill cabinet carpenters, they're the guys that build our cabinets and our fine woodworking. Our floor covers, obviously, are the guys that put our floor covering down. We have a small segment of residential carpenters that do residential work. So what we hope to do is provide opportunity that is different from heading off to college. Although the interesting piece to that is we do provide college credits through CCAC of Allegheny County. So every student that comes through our program receive 30 college credits that then they can take on to get their associate degree in either construction engineering or construction estimating, typically all subsidized through our program that cost them primarily nothing to get all the way through that. So for the parent out there that's worried about their son or daughter, you know, should they go to college, shouldn't they go to college, what are their opportunities, the things that we try to do is provide a post-secondary education in an opportunity in construction that also parallels some of the college education where they can take that degree and move on and get a bachelor's degree in many facets of things that support this industry. So we are, we are a definite ladder in the process of wherever you want to take it, all the way from an apprentice carpenter all the way through owning a company.
You know, it really is fall, winter, spring, summer. The years go by very quickly. And you're an 18-year-old and you come in there out of high school and you're living in the moment. And then next thing you know, you're Rick Okruszewski and you're there 36 years later and your daughters and your family and your wife and things have changed. Your parents have aged or either passed away. What I admire the most about what you do and the times that I've been there, people who have gone through the system and have got into, you know, administration, obviously become foremen on jobs, and then have retired, they've all said the same thing. The Carpenters Union, from the moment you walk in their doors, they watch over you and your family, even into retirement.
Yeah, that's something that sometimes can become tenuous at times, but we are looking for success rates. We're not looking for failure rates. You know, when we bring people through our doors and when they come through our doors, it can sometimes become very anxious on how we get them through the program. You know, we want to see somebody with the abilities be able to complete their four-year apprenticeship program and then go on to supply their family with a good life-sustaining job that can then be a good social-sustaining job and then a good community-supporting environment. And, you know, that's what we really hope to do. A lot of the people that choose construction are choosing it because they really love the idea of working hard. But some people get involved in construction that aren't really sure of what they're getting involved in and can't decide which way they want to go at that point. So what we need to do is help to hold them in and nurture them to make sure they can make the decision on whether they want to proceed or whether they want to back off. We have an excellent success rate. We graduate between 85% and 90% of the students that start with us. And, you know, the 10% that, or 10 to 15% that move on do that because they found out that this just isn't what they want to do. But we try to support all those people that come through us so that they can make a decision on their own as to whether they want to continue or move on.
Who should consider the Carpenters Union and how do they get a hold of you?
That's a great question. There are so many opportunities out there today that people aren't presented with. The primary opportunities that we all talk about is the college education. But I think anyone that is in a secondary education program or anybody that is looking to change a career should take a look at the trades. The carpenters, at the onset of the discussion here today, we talked about the seven opportunities that we have with us. There's multiple other trades out there, bricklayers and allied craft people and the plumbers and the iron workers and so on and so forth. But who should look at us is anybody that can't see themselves going into the college world and getting through college. Mm-hmm. You know, some are sitting there going, I can't see myself there. Well, why don't you take a look at the trades and just see what we have to offer? Take a look at the carpenters and see what we have to offer and take a look at what your career path may be. You know, a lot of people don't want to choose a trade because they think it's a dead-end career path, which it's not.
No.
The career path can go, like I said a moment ago, can go from an apprentice all the way through company owners. And it's very satisfying to have a company owner calling me and asking me for suggestions and things we can do moving forward.
Especially with the natural gas industry and the possible cracker plant, we're about ready for a huge boom as far as what you do, labor, and people will be very labor intensive and they will have jobs for many decades to come. So now would be a great time to think about the Carpenters Union. Just give me a phone number and a website and we've got to end this segment, please.
Okay. Our phone number is 412-262-1830. And the website is www.greaterpacarpenters.org.
Thank you for being such a good friend, and thank you for doing Pittsburgh Works.
Thank you, Rob.
Rick Okruszewski, ladies and gentlemen, the Carpenters Union. They broke the mold.